I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at Geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I had gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
Emotions were running high yesterday as week one of the 2024 NFL season kicks off with a bang, but the passing touchdowns were down. We may have some defensive players on this week's top 10 players going up list, and we do have a lot of other players going up as well. So let's look at those player performances. Let's correlate it with the eBay sold data. Let's look at the top 10 players going up from yesterday's week one slate of games. Let's dig in. Number one, Sam Darnold. Darnold made a statement in his return to MetLife Stadium. Now, whoa, I know what you're thinking. Before you click off because number one wasn't Patrick Mahomes or CJ Stroud, let me explain briefly. All right, their sold volume is great. It's doing just fine, but there has been no significant price increase in the prices of their major cards, like an Orange Laser Prism Silver. That's still selling for the same as what it was before these week one games, just because it's going to take more when you get to a certain price threshold. It's going to take more performances, more wins strung together to achieve the same price increase as if your OptiColor Prism Silver was $10, $15 like Sam Darnold, and then you go out and you throw an almost perfect game and win the game in a big market, big viewership. And all of a sudden, the prices go up way more significantly. The former number three overall pick completed his first 11 passes in the season opener, finished 19 for 24 on 208 yards, two touchdowns, and one interception. And that interception was a result of him being hit mid-throw rather than a bad decision. Darnold was clinical from a clean pocket. He completed 14 of his 15 attempts for 151 yards. That's 10.1 yards per attempt when he was kept clean from pressure. So let's look at this red, white, blue prism that sold today, and a buy it now. It was listed for $55, sold for $45 plus $665 in shipping. If you go back to game time before the game, this card was just a $15 card. And in fact, you can go back even further and find it for as low as $6.70, potentially a $5 card back in August and prior. His largest buy it now from game day was a 2018 Select Field Level Green, serial numbered out of 5, PSA 10, sold for $2,140 in a buy it now. Or his NFL Shield Auto 1 of 1, worn, game worn memorabilia NFL Shield patch here, sick card from 2018 Select with a rookie auto, $1,800. Now, I can't find any prior comps for the out of 5 PSA 10, but let's look at some similar items. What about the copper field level select out of 75 PSA 10, September 5th, $125? Or another copper PSA 10, see this is yesterday, that went up to 170. So another nice price increase you're seeing there. Same one, 112, then goes up to 170. What about this green crystals out of 75 PSA 10 back on August 30th at $241? Same thing with the one of one. We do have this 2018, and this is also from Select. It's a Black Prism one of one PSA 9. Now, it is horizontal, but does have that rookie patch auto with the NFL Shield. This was $676 September 2nd. And then you had the one yesterday sell for $1,800. So once again, you can see a huge price increase in the values of Sam Darnold. Now, real quick, guys, before we go any further, if you're new here, welcome to the Football Card Quest. My name is Andy. We're part of the NoOffSeason.com Sports Card Network, and we're 100% dedicated to football cards research and selling tips. So make sure you hit that subscribe button and that little like button. And shout out to today's video sponsor, that is CGC Card Grading, for bulk submissions as low as $11 per card on 5 working day turnaround times. They are the perfect protection for your football card collection with their crystal clear holders, their grading consistency, their gold label pristine tens you could possibly get. And now they authenticate event signed autographs. You got to check them out at cgccards.com. Number two, Nico Collins. A battle between the two of the NFL's most promising young quarterbacks lived up to its hype. This was what I thought was the best game of the day yesterday. Texans ultimately get the narrow win, and Nico ended up as the target leader here with the big plays too, going 6 for 117 yards with a long of 55 yards. CJ Stroud getting the job done here. Stephon Diggs, we'll look at him here shortly, as well as Joe Mixon as well, who both honorable mentions. Joe Mixon gashed them up on the ground here. Let's take a look at this Silver Disco Prism Rookie Auto 2021 Nico Collins here, closed in $96 in auction yesterday. And if you go back to August 17th, you had one close in auction for just $54. Back in the summer, you had a couple sellers take $68 and $60 for this card. Now, his largest transaction from yesterday was an Optic Gold Vinyl Rated Rookie 1 out of 1, listed for $2,000, sells for $1,700, and buy it now. So it's pretty much right there with the Darnold in the on the 1 of 1 category, although the Optic, I would say, outranks the Select 1 of 1. And then his second largest comes pretty much way down here, but it is a rookie ticket auto out of 21 PSA 10 that closed at $415. Now let's look at Stephon Diggs Blue Wave Rookie Prism out of 150 from 2015. This closed for $36 in auction today. But you see, back in the summer, after he was traded to the Texans, this card's going for $50, $65, $42. So as a veteran, it's just going to take more for him to generate the same price increase. The sold volume is still going to be good, but to generate the price increase, significant price increase we're looking for, it's going to probably take more games strung together, more dominant performances, and potentially they're just the playoffs. Let's look at the CJ Stroud Downtown PSA 9 that sold today in a buy it now for $1,450, listed at $1,600. And you go back to August 28th, and that card sold for virtually the same price, $1,475. Now let's talk about Joe Mixon, because he did go up, putting up a big stat line here, 30 carries for 159 yards and a touchdown, 5.3 yards per carry, plus he goes 3 for 19 in the passing game. Look at this Silver Prism rookie ticket auto here. This is not PSA 9, it is raw, but we do get a $55 sold on game day. Let's go back in time and look at what that card was selling at before. We've also have a blue rookie ticket auto at 25, sell for 95 yesterday. Quite a few sales for Joe Mixon yesterday, actually. Hard to find sold comps on that card. We do have a Optic Gold out of 10 sell for just $150 back on July 13th. Or what about this rookie ticket auto, 10 out of 10 here, playoff ticket for 50 back on July 17th. Or here's another playoff ticket out of 49 for 46. Another gold out of 10 for just 150. So these cards today, post week one performance, are definitely going to go for a lot more. As you can see, a blue out of 25 that went for 95. So you can only imagine what the gold out of 10 is probably going to go for in that 200 to 250 range, which is a nice increase because the Silver Prism now is going for 55. And that's non-serial numbered. Another card we can look at that is just purely entry level, if you ask me. This is a great like entry level card to get into for a lot of players. 2017 Prism, red, white, and blue. Joe Mixon here sells on game day yesterday for $10. If you go back, that was just a $5 card. You go back July 24th, you could find this card routinely in auction and buy it now for $1.99. Stuff like that. So that card has gone up significantly. You know, it's a very, very cheap card, and it has gone up to just $10. But if you look at the percentage increase that is, the profit margin that is, it's very nice. Now, on a day in which passing touchdowns were low, is the reason why Stroud, Collins, Diggs highlighted here. On the other side of that ball, Anthony Richardson unleashes an early bomb to Alec Pierce here off his back foot, traveled about 60 yards in the air. It was one of the longest passes in NFL history. Absolute bomb. AR ends up going, or Alec Pierce ends up going, 3 receptions for 125 yards and 1 touchdown here. AR does put up a solid number on the ground, but his efficiency wasn't great, but he was also either throwing long bombs or just running the ball himself. So he did get a touchdown on the ground, but he only went 9 for 19. He did throw 2 touchdowns as well, so he managed to get a 101.2 passer rating. Very good game here, guys. Let's look at these Alec Pierce solds from today. Like, for example, Silver Prism Rookie Ticket Auto, $19.99. Silver Prism Rookie Auto, $18.95. If you go back and look at what those cards were selling for earlier, the Silver Prism Rookie Auto was approximately $10 to $15. So, nice little increase there in Alec Pierce. As you can see, August 10th, $10 for that Silver Prism Rookie Auto. And that's about the base for that. As we can see, a playoff ticket. And this one's out of 99. This was Alec Pierce, you know, deep sleeper for this team. Been really quiet, but this is his wheelhouse here, is these deep balls from Anthony Richardson. So $12, as you can see, for this Rookie Ticket Auto. So a lot of the cards end up kind of doubling up here for Alec Pierce in a lot of situations. Here's a $5.50 Silver Prism Rookie Ticket Auto, June 26th. So you can see how someone bought that, turn around, sell it for $20. Once again, nice little profit margins. And that, you know, obviously scales up. Like, as we look at a flawless out of 10 rookie patch auto that sold today for $115. When you go back to June 25th, here's a flawless Sapphire out of 10 rookie patch auto. This is horizontal, but still sold for $47. Or this flawless out of 10 on June 11th that sold for $25 in auction. His largest transaction, a one of one platinum from Clearly Donruss. You don't often see these. And this one was listed at $250, ultimately sold at $125. I bet you the seller may have held this for a little while, had this on here for a while. It took a 50% discount to move the card. What about, this is actually even a higher transaction here. It's a mosaic, but it's gold. It's a gold wave out of 17. It is a PSA 10. It closed an auction yesterday for $131.50. Red, white, and blue optic rookie ticket auto out of 13 was listed at $125, sold for $95 in a buy it now. So a lot of the best, Alec Pierce's best buy it nows have happened in the past 24 hours. Here's another flawless tag patch, 3 out of 3, sold for $200. So technically, and this one occurred today, this is his largest transaction since the game went down yesterday. Number 5, Jameson Williams, the Detroit Lions get a narrow victory in another island game here. Primetime Sunday Night Football against the LA Rams. Jameson Williams comes out as the new X factor here for the Detroit Lions. He's the target leader. He's also goes 5 for 121 and a touchdown with a long of 52 yards. I mean, Jameson Williams comes out in a big, big way. Look at his Silver Prism Rookie Auto PSA 10 selling for $200 in a buy it now today. The previous trend for that card, buy it now, auction, early August, middle of July, early July, $150. So nice increase in there. You can even see some buy it nows in that $130 range. His horizontal optic gold rookie ticket auto out of 10 sells for $350 in a buy it now today. Or what about just his base contenders rookie ticket auto with the on card auto? PSA 9 selling for $100 last night. Buy it now. I mean, to look at that as pretty much double of what his values were back in July, in the beginning of August, as you can see here with these optic on-card rookie ticket autos that were selling for $50. Or what about this playoff one that was out of 99 selling for $50 back on July 29th? You can see a lot of instances where it was in this $50 price range, and now we're talking about that $100 price range. All right, so now it's time for his largest transactions, and that was a Prism Black Gold Auto out of 10, PSA 10, selling for $600. Buy it now today. What about this Select Gold RPA, horizontally formatted RPA out of 10, sealed by Panini here. Nice card, sells for $600 as well in a buy it now today. And one more is his Optic Rookie Ticket Auto, red, white, and blue, PSA 10, 13 out of 13. So you got that bookend serial number there. Really sick card, $500 in a buy it now today. All right, number six is Saquon Barkley with the Philadelphia Eagles. Absolutely going off here on Friday Night Football. 24 carries, 109 yards, two touchdowns, a long run of 34 yards. Also involved in the receiving game, going 2 for 23 and a touchdown. Are you guys kidding me? This is an absolute bell cow. He's off to a blazing hot start, looking like the rushing leader in the NFL in 2024. Your boy called it, bold prediction with Carter last week. By the way, tune in to us tomorrow live here on YouTube at noon. But let's check out his sold volume here. Very good. Price is going up quite a lot. Let's check out this Optic Holo PSA 10 that sold today in a buy it now for $140. And I went back to August 31st and found some of these PSA 10s that were selling for $83. So almost a double up in value there on an established player, a veteran, but he gets a new team here and he is looking so good out there with the Eagles. His largest transaction was yesterday, 2018 Optic Green out of 5. So you got color match to the Eagles here, guys. PSA 9, listed for $1,200, sold for $850. What about his rookie ticket auto, Cracked Ice, out of 24, PSA 9, sold in the buy it now for $585. Check out this event signed here, PSA DNA certified, is a PSA 10 for the card. It's a pink optic signed with a pink Sharpie here, $475 buy it now. This was on Saturday. Also on Saturday, he had a rookie signatures tie-dye prism out of 15 PSA 10, sell for $350. Also Saturday, a select first off the line, neon orange Pulsar out of 23, PSA 10, discounted down from $550 to $350. Let's look at the biggest one from Friday night here, a National Treasures RPA Midnight Patch Auto out of 20, PSA 9 for $799. Buy it now, sold from Japan with $15 shipping. Now, I know the patch isn't quite as good as the other one that you see here sold on Friday night for $800, but I mean, this is the same exact card, right? It's out of 20, it's from the same sets, it's got the rookie auto on there, it's got a lot of things that you love, premium brand with National Treasures, only sold for $317, guys, huge difference there. Or what about this card from August 7th that does have a much nicer patch and National Treasures and all that good stuff, only sold for $70. This person was really looking to move this card. Only sold for $70. Here's a National Treasures back on July 1st out of 99 PSA 8. Only $70. So you can see how much the prices are going up for Saquon Barkley here as the bold prediction is starting to become a reality. Now, I know it's only week one, but man, we got a really good case study here out of week one for Saquon. If he could just stay healthy, this is going to be a huge year for him. Number seven here is J.K. Dobbins. We're sticking with the running back theme because Dobbins rushed for 135 yards and a touchdown, forcing four missed tackles along the way. For what this guy was able to do after coming off of all the lower body injuries he's come off of in the past 8 years of his career is absolutely insane and worth rejoicing about because, you know, guys, I've been very bullish on him. And regardless if he was chased down on his one big breakaway run, he was running at almost 20 miles per hour, guys, and off of the injuries he's come off of. I mean, this guy forced four missed tackles. He was so productive out there. He destroyed Gus the Bus in terms of efficiency, and Dobbins is looking like the new RB1, so just hoping that he can stay healthy here. But let's look at some of the solds. I mean, they are a flowing, guys, like this gold mosaic out of 10, PSA 10, sold for $165 today. What about this base rookie ticket auto that closed in auction today for $26? Now let's look at how low those things have gotten in the past. That card has gotten as low as $10 and $12. So right off the bat, we're seeing over a 2.5x increase approximately in that card. So this is the kind of increases we're seeing for J.K. Dobbins. Just getting up to a healthy level here, and the sold volume is aplenty. So, I mean, right off the bat, his largest transaction in the past 90 days was an auction that closed last night. His rookie ticket auto 101 gold vinyl, PSA 9, $710. Or what about his Nebula Mosaic 1-of-1 PSA 10, $600? Or what about his Select XRC 1-of-1 PSA 9, $585? Looks like somebody consigning with PC Sports Cards knew when to end their auction for J.K. Dobbins. Rolled the dice, and man, they did well because they timed it perfectly. Yesterday was Dobbins' coming out party, his comeback party. Let's look at this National Treasures RPA auto here, 2-of-2, Nike Swoosh 350. This is back on August 2nd. So today, his largest buy it now was this gold mosaic out of 10, PSA 10, $165. Rare eBay, 1-of-1. This is, call it draft picks, prism silver here. But notice, it still has a rookie card shield, and he went to Ohio State. So it's a big school. And it's in a PSA 10 slabs here, $150. Obviously, that would have been a $500, $600 card had it been a pro uniform card. Let's look at this National Treasures buy it now. No auto, but a really nice patch here. 5-of-5, National Treasure, $60. Number 8 is going to be Baker Mayfield, my guy here in Tampa Bay. And before you guys say anything, why isn't it Derek Carr at the New Orleans Saints? He also threw an incredible game and torched the Panthers. Bryce Young looked absolutely terrible. Baker plays for my team in Tampa Bay, so I'm siding with him. Plus, he throws 4 touchdowns, 2, really, 3 really nice, really nice touchdowns. 2 to Mike Evans, Chris Godwin, the rookie Jalen McMillan, Bucky Irving's looking great, a rookie center is dominating. So, Baker is going up, guys. Check out his silver, which this card is very rare. They are not lying in this title of this listing. This card is very rare with that rookie card logo from 2018. PSA 9 sold, buy it now today for $199. Well, we pop over to Slab Hawk. The last transaction on this was an auction June 30th that ended for $114. And let me just add that Baker Mayfield's a former Heisman Trophy winner. Okay, guys, number 1 overall pick. Derek Carr was not. Okay, and Baker's much younger. And I think just overall a lot more likable by his team, the media, fans, the whole 9 yards. So check out this 2018 Flawless out of 15 BGS 9.5 sold today, $750. Check out this Kaboom that just sold while we're streaming here. This is a 2019 Kaboom, actually. So second year Kaboom here. PSA 10, $700 and a buy it now. Kaboom, such a beautiful card. August 29th, I see a $750 buy it now on that. But August 7th, I actually see a $555 auction that ended on that card. And back on July 5th, I actually see a $450 buy it now on that card. So we definitely have gone up nicely on that. $150 back from there from early July. And there's his rookie Kaboom. Yesterday closed an auction for $945. PSA 10, 54 bids. All right, so number 9, we are going to give it to Rashid Shaheed. Check out this Select Gold out of 10, PSA 10, that sold for $300 yesterday. Now, Rashid Shaheed, pretty much his only pro rookie card is from Select. So, as you can see, a lot of Select selling here. Let's check out some of these other transactions, like the Neon Green out of 49 for $40. See, there's his only rookie auto is from Sage, so it did sell for $15. Here's another Sage High Series that sold for $5. So people do want their hands on that rookie auto, but Sage is definitely capped, right? I mean, if Rashid could keep up this consistency, that would be fantastic because the supply is so limited. These prices are going to continue to climb pretty quickly here because the supply is so limited. Like, check out this buy now sold yesterday. The Dragon Scale out of 89 for $70 in a buy now. You love to see it. And a lot of his cards sold out on ComC. In fact, you know, we did a live stream in our Discord server as part of footballcardquest.com premium membership. And Rashid Shaheed was one of the plays I talked about making on ComC before the games yesterday in our Crunch Time live stream about 10:30, 11 a.m. on Sunday. It's a members only live stream where I kick back. We just talk last minute football card strategy, whatever the guys want to talk about in the live chat within the Discord server. Then I do record it and put it up on our members only podcast feed there. But Derek Carr does have a near perfect passer rating in this game, and Rashid Shaheed was the big man on campus. I mean, next to Alvin Kamara, but Rashid Shaheed is young. I mean, this is only his third year. He goes 3 for 73. He's the guy that takes the top off the defense, including that bomb from Carr for 59 yards. So you see some nice sold volume there for his rookie year. Now, I did look at Derek Carr, and he definitely had some solds. Like, for example, let's look and see if he's actually gone up at all. I guess he could be number 10 this week. He could be number 10. Let's look at this Topps Chrome Refractor rookie here, PSA 10. Let's pop over to Slab Hawk and see if that car has gone up. You can see it has, right? I mean, that's $50 buy it now. The previous trend on that card, 36. It's actually like click into this and like August 25th, 43 auction. But here, look, here's a $30 buy it now. Here's a $37 auction August 23rd. Here's a $30 buy it now, $26 buy it now. So He's definitely popped off a little bit here yesterday. Here's a black refractor, Bowman's Best, PSA 10, 125. He's got a lot of different cards, a lot of popularity around the Topps product from 2014. It's a BGS 10 Pristine buy it now for 240. So we're going to go ahead and solidify him as our number 10 this week because of that near perfect game that he threw, and they absolutely shredded the Panthers defense. A game in which Bryce Young looked pretty much the worst he's ever looked. A 32.8 passer rating compared to Carr's 142.5. Bryce Young throws two interceptions, four sacks, only completes 13 out of 30 pass attempts. Just terrible. All right, guys, lightning round for my notes. Honorable mentions here, players going up. So much research, right? That's why you got to tune in to the other videos we put out throughout the week. But Jaden Reed was a big winner with the Green Bay Packers, emerged as the top dog in the receiving game there. Jordan Love's only going to be out a few weeks. Carter and I will be talking more about that situation there. But I don't think you need to obviously panic. It was up and down performance from Jalen Hurts. They'll be okay. AJ Brown, still a beast. Sold volume strong, no significant price increase. Same thing with Devonta Smith. Obviously, you guys know we covered Patrick Mahomes, sold volume strong. Xavier Worthy definitely going up. But we're really in this video focusing on the Sunday slate of games. There's so many games to break down. So we're focusing on the top 10 kind of from the Sunday games. And I threw in Friday night because that's a atypical situation there. So excited about the Jets 49ers tonight. But yeah. So you guys know Isaiah Likely, big winner. He's a guy that's going up right now. Xavier Worthy is going up. Pacheco is going up. So is Patrick Mahomes. They're really just holding strong, kind of like C.J. Stroud and Josh Allen. I mean, look at Josh Allen. Like Keon Coleman, yes, target leader. Yes, his RPS first look, Panini Instant Pro uniform stuff, very expensive. That's no surprise. It's such a limited supply. It's hard to quantify a real price increase there. Same thing with Ladd McConkey. I saw $75 sold buy it now on his RPS first look, which is very good, but it's hard to quantify a price increase. Like these are his initial solds here. I saw one go for like $60, $65, another one $75. But of course, Ladd cards, you definitely want to price a premium on them. He was the target leader yesterday for the Chargers. His prices are going to be going up. His footwork's incredible, guys. You see those jukes he laid on those guys near the goal line? Like, guy's going to be so good. But there's no deep passing game. Like, it's the quintessential Jim Harbaugh offense here. He just wants to keep the ball, like, run the ball down the field. That's why J.K. Dobbins definitely going to go up. The Bears win. with Caleb Williams, but Caleb Williams didn't really do anything to help the Bears win here. This was not a good game for Caleb Williams. Roman Dunes has got an MRI going on his leg today. You got to watch that. And DJ Moore briefly left a medical tent, but he came back out. He's okay. But Caleb, not a great debut. Not a great debut at all. The Bears defense got the win here because Will Levis threw a very, very untimely, not good for Titans, pick six at the end of the game. And they also blocked, the Bears defense also blocked a punt and returned that. So the Bears defense had two touchdowns in this game, which really, really helped them here get this W. Joe Burrow, we're going to talk to Carter tomorrow and see what he saw in the film, if they should panic or not. But Joe Burrow had one of the lowest pressure rates from the Patriots he's seen his entire career. And yet, it was like he was playing scared out there, not throwing the ball deep at all. So, a little concerning. But now the Andre Iosivas played yesterday did not pan out. But yet to be seen how much time T. Higgins is going to miss. So, yeah, that's definitely something to keep your eye on there. Dolphins-Jags game, right? Tyreek Hill gets a touchdown after being arrested before the game. Yeah, Tyreek Hill, he's no significant price increases. Prices are already pretty high. He's got limited supply from 2016 because he had lower draft capital. You know, solid game here from Tua. Solid game from Jacksonville as well. Close game. And very impressive performance, I noted, by Tank Bigsby, man. Ran really hard. He's carved out a nice little role, so I expect his price to kind of go up here. He's definitely going to be a popular waiver wire ad this week. And then Brian Thomas Jr. looks good, man. Looking like the guy. And he had a nice game there. Yeah, Bryce Young, just terrible, terrible 2024 debut. Worse than Will Levis. Terrible. Same thing with Daniel Jones. Daniel Jones, since signing his $160 million contract extension, has thrown more pick sixes than he has touchdowns to his own teammates. That is a terrible stat. I mean, Daniel Jones and Bryce Young look like the two worst quarterbacks in the NFL right now. Absolutely terrible. Bull with a capital T, man. And so, yeah, Gardner Minshew lacked confidence out there. Gardner Minshew was not playing good. Brock Bowers, target leader. They moved him all over the scheme as well. He's going to have a huge role. Once again, a lot of college uniform stuff still for him. Plus, he's a Fanatics exclusive. So his market's all goofy like these other Fanatics exclusive guys. But Malik Nabers, solid game for the Giants. Kind of bouncing around, giving you guys my hot takes. Kenneth Walker III, dominant game here. He should have been a running back that was on our top 10 list. His prices are definitely going up. Geno Smith, solid game, a lot on his legs. The Broncos corners are still really strong. Patrick Surtain was shadowing DK Metcalf. Really locked him down. Geno had a nice run on his leg. Kenneth Walker had a big game. They ultimately come away with the win. Bo Nix couldn't complete any passes over 10 yards. This is what I warn you guys about. They're not going to have him throw it deep because he's playing this Sean Payton offense. They wanted all these little shallow and intermediate routes to help Bo Nix get the ball out of his hands quick. And that's what they did yesterday, but they couldn't come away with the win. Tough game in Seattle. The Cowboys dominated the Browns. Another really, really bad quarterback turning into an absolute historic quarterback disaster is Deshaun Watson for the Cleveland Browns. I saw Carter breaking down some of his film on Twitter earlier, and it was just so bad. So, so bad. So, yeah, it's really stunk it up there. Dak, Cowboys, solid. I like the role increase of Jalen Tolbert, especially with the leg injury of Jake Ferguson. So now they could potentially be down another pass catcher. I like Jalen Tolbert there. Role to continue to increase and watch that out. My Bucks looked awesome, man. We could have had Mike Evans on here on the top 10. The defense was okay. We let Jaden missed a wide open Terry McLaurin deep ball, overthrew him. Jaden played okay, but the play calling was bad, man. I got to be honest with you. And it's Cliff Kingsbury sitting up in his little booth up there. Terrible play calling. Unfortunate for them. Good for my Buccaneers yesterday because we get the win. But Jaden, he's going to be a big-time fantasy performer because he's so fast and he uses his legs really good. Let's hope he doesn't get hurt. But he was a really good rusher, ran in two touchdowns. And then you had the icing on the cake last night with the Lions beating the Rams. Puka Nacua gets hurt, like, he hurt the same knee that he hurt in training camp. So that's something to watch. I think Cooper Kupp is a guy whose prices are going to go up. Cooper Kupp could have been mentioned here as an honorable mention. I'm out on Tyler Johnson. Blake Corum was an absolute goose egg. You know, Kyron is an honorable mention. But the Rams don't get the win here. The Lions get the win. We could have, like today's video, we could have mentioned TJ Watt, who was an absolute menace yesterday against the Falcons, just wreaking havoc on Kirk Cousins' life, who had a really poor debut. But a lot of that was just the pressure rate from the Steelers was insane, man. TJ Watt is such a beast. And then Aiden Hutchinson last night was all over Matt Stafford. So the two biggest edge rush spotlights yesterday were TJ Watt and Aiden Hutchinson. Those guys are beasts, and they do have very valuable high-end rookie cards. Micah, solid game here. So we're going to wrap it up there. Make sure you guys tune in. Appreciate you guys. We'll see you in that next video. Peace.